everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and I got my posse here, Brett and Kyle, and we have a very special guest. Welcome back to the podcast, Trisha LaChica.
Hello, everyone.
We had to have Trish on because we know that she's still trying to reclaim her spot atop the podium this year, especially since Kyle and Brett have now been moved up to get to co-hosts. Trish wants to take the top spot, so we had to bring her back on earlier in the year this year. So
no, that my new goal is to replace Kyle or Brett.
Oh,
snap. All right, Brett, who's it going to be, me or you? And the podcast starts now.
Those are some lofty goals, Trish.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so we really did want to have Trish come on for this episode, and I asked her at church this week if she was open to coming on, and right away she was like, I don't really have anything that I want to say, but I do want my spot back, so no, I'll come back on.
Damon, I am not remembering that conversation like that. No.
Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating it just a little bit, but yeah, we did want to have Trish come on, and originally she said that she didn't really have too much to say, but then after the service, she said, oh, now I have something, and she'll get into that story a little bit in a minute, but it's interesting. It's a really cool God story how the topic for today and what we're going to be talking about came together. So this morning, I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, which for me, that's early because normally I wake up pretty early, but 2 o'clock, that's too early, and I was praying, and I was like, God, why am I awake so early? And then I felt like pretty clearly he said, this is what I want you to talk about today. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what Trish wants to talk about. And she said she had something she wants to talk about. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see if it lines up. So Trish, can you share with us a little bit about your story, about what we're going to be talking about today?
Yes. So when you asked me, you were like, we need the female voice. So that's my memory. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, are you still on the same topic of discipleship? And then you're like, yeah, I could be mixing it up too. But
no, that's pretty much how it went.
I walked away and I was like, I have nothing because we are not in a small group. I am not discipling anyone or being discipled. And, you know, I won't speak for Mark, but I was like, oh my gosh. And you know, like listening to Mimo talk and like, I literally still wake up and I'm like, this is the day of the Lord, like just trying to be grateful and stuff. I take a lot from Mimo. So I was like, oh, those are big shoes to fill. And so listening to Brandon speak on Sunday, and I was sitting there like, or standing in the back, and I was like, feeling really guilty. And I was like, I am not doing anything that Brandon is talking about. And literally church ends, Todd's in the back, and we're talking about this. And then I was like, God, God gets credit for everything. But he, like, it just entered my mind and my heart. And it was like, family should be your first ministry, and you're discipling your boys. And it sounds so simple and duh, but it like pierced my heart in a way. And it's funny because you just asked me to come on the podcast. So it was just like a double whammy. And I was just blown away because you forget. And, you know, we like Mark and I both, it's not like planned dates or whatever. We're just like, this kid needs to be taken out to dinner. Not taking out.
Like, wow. Like, well,
I shouldn't have paused.
You need to take you out back.
I was like, wait a second. I paused too long on that. sometimes. Oh, no. I'm a firm believer in discipline, and you can ask my kids on that. I will take them out. But I meant in a loving way. Take them out to dinner. And it's just like, no matter how many kids you have, like, but I do really feel like even if you have one kid, that kid needs that one-on-one with the parent. But we have three, and they're in different stages of life. And, you know, you can tell when somebody is needing that extra attention or extra, like, we need this alone time with them. Excuse me. And so God just, like, it was like, oh, yes, I am disciplining. my goodness. So God really put on my heart that, yes, you are discipling your kids, and you know, and I truly love it, but it's just, I guess it's every day. So I didn't realize that I was already doing that.
Yeah. So it's interesting too, because the pretty much the words that I heard this morning, and especially now that Trish is talking about it and it's kind of coming out of her mouth, it's kind of cool. The words that I heard from the Lord this morning at 2 o'clock in the morning was, you need to talk about from discipline to discipling, helping other people and pointing them to Jesus. Ooh. And so now that she keeps talking about discipline, it's like, well, that's pretty much what we're talking about today. And it's cool because it really lines up with what Brandon was talking about yesterday in his sermon, which is kind of raising our awareness to the ways that we are discipling and leading other people in intentional as well as unintentional ways, and raising our awareness for the unintentional ways that we are leading people too. And that happens a lot, especially in our households. You know, sometimes our kids and our families get to see both sides of us, right? It's like the good side and the bad side. But it's in those times where we are getting opportunities to either point them to Jesus or point them away from Jesus, right? And so I think that's really kind of the theme that we're going to be talking about today, is just the ways that we are leading other people closer to Jesus or away from Jesus, because people are always paying attention to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not just our kids, right? It's that's one, a lot of us have kids. Brett, not yet, but...
I'll be taking notes. Yeah.
But yeah, that's one that... It's like you said, it's constant. It's you're living with them. It's all the time. But it's at church we're discipling, whether it's intentional or unintentional, just by our actions, our attitudes, our lifestyle. So that's at church, that's at work, or all kinds of different places. So I think I don't want people just to think this is a podcast only for parents, but it's, you know, the parenting one is interesting because it is 24/7. But, you know, us at church, I love Catalyst because I think I shared this before. I didn't grow up with the auntie and uncle thing where everybody's auntie and uncle. Yes. And it was hard at first, like getting into that. But really that's that mindset of like that. Those are your kids or those are your relatives, mm-hmm. because they're your aunt. They look at you as auntie and uncle. And so I think when we have that framework, then it's like we should be having that view. Like we're discipling these people at church, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, speaking for the group of the people that don't have kids here, I think it's funny bringing up discipline and being a disciple, because I think I've even recognized as being thankful to have relationships with each of you, but also with each of your kids. For me, coming from the other side, it's understanding that, like, yeah, I'm not their parent, and I'm not maybe the person that... disciplines them, but I do have some sort of impact in the ways that they look at me. And so it's, for me, it's being disciplined and like, am I being a good example? Mm. Right. And part of that is I think is a part of discipleship is like, I mean, the disciples got to see how Jesus walked. And so it's like in the same way, I have to know that the kids, whether they're taking it in or not, they're just picking up on things and how I live my life and how I walk. And so, yeah, I think from the other perspective, it's being that uncle or being that older brother, mm-hmm. or example, is making sure that the things that I'm doing, even though I'm not their parent, would be maybe not necessarily just approved, but just that they would you know, appreciate it and they would be okay with, like, oh yeah, like I'm okay with the influence that Uncle Brett has on you, or right, I'm okay right. with, I'm trusting you to hang out with them or just spend time with them or learn from them or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can look back on your growing up too and the other voices that you had speaking into you. When you have your parents all the time like speaking into you, it's like you tune out, and so you need those other voices. So I think you do realize, but I think maybe some people don't realize the importance of being that other voice, especially at church, is that those are the voices that actually can penetrate a lot better, because their parent voice, they end up tuning out and they hear it all the time, right? So, I mean, I'm sure growing up, you probably remember that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still growing up now, and I think you and Damon are two people that are intentionally or unintentionally discipling me, and so, yeah, I'm having to keep you guys on your toes too.
I still feel like I'm growing up, so I don't think it ever stops. Yeah.
Well, I think it's part of the cycle, right? Because, you know, I'm in the men's group with Brett's dad. Brett's dad is the leader of our men's group, and I've always felt like Brett's dad has discipled me. And so it's a way that I can, you know, kind of speak those truths that I've learned from Don back into Brett too. And so it's kind of, we're all working together to raise each other up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's really cool about kind of the dynamics that God has brought into our church, especially, is just, he's allowing us to kind of really walk this out together. And I think that's really cool. So one of the things that we've been talking about with discipleship, we've been focusing a lot on like the things that we do and like being intentional about different things. But I think for this episode, part of it is kind of just raising our awareness that it's not just the times that we are disciplined and we're doing our Bible study and we're, you know, very intentional about our faith, but it's sometimes it's the unintentional things that we do that are helping to either lead our kids or our other people around us closer to Jesus or farther away. And so I think that's one of the things that I wanted to highlight, especially in light of Brandon's message, is just raising our awareness for those times too, and not just only focusing on, you know, we need to read our Bible more, we need to do our quiet times, we need to do, you know, fasting, or all of these different disciplines, but there's other things that are involved too in discipling.
Yeah, I think it's really like, it's about being authentic, right? Because if people see you as trying to disciple the correct way, and but yet your lifestyle doesn't match, then they're not going to take that discipling to heart, or it's not going to sink in. They need to see it actually play out. Not that we're perfect, right? But it's like they need to see the things you're teaching them to play out. I mean, as parents, that's one of the hardest parts, right, Trish? Like, who said it earlier? Like, they see the good and the bad of us, right?
Oh,
and
it's
like,
yes, they do.
Right.
Well, hopefully this is not off topic, because that's where my brain is always off topic. But I tried to really like smack it in my kids' head that we are earthly parents. Because the mother wound, the father wound really shows up as you grow up. And then luckily we have a great deliverance team. But I'm always, because we're gonna mess up. Really, I don't want to say daily, but if they can understand that we are human and we are trying our best, and that we are earthly just like they are, that they're going to mess up, then I think it just can bring you closer, as in, you know, you're asking for forgiveness from either side. Like, you know, when the boys apologize to me or I apologize to the boys, you know, it's, you can accept it more when you really understand that your parents are earthly parents, and that hopefully your parents are Christian, and then you are showing them the perfect heavenly Father, and what can the heavenly Father do for you even on this messed up world? And, you know, things are going to happen, and there's consequences to pay for actions and stuff like that. So yeah, that's just what I wanted to say.
I mean, I think kind of as you're just talking, Trish, what you're doing with the, even just talking about forgiveness and apologizing to your kids, I mean, I think that's just a huge, I mean, that's a big part of our Christian faith, is the forgiveness that we receive through Christ. And so if you're modeling that, that's awesome, you know. And it doesn't have to be like, I'm doing this because Jesus told me to, but just, you know, recognizing that there are times where we are going to need to ask for forgiveness from our kids or from other people, and actually living that out. And I know that, you know, in our world, that's a hard thing to do, is to ask for forgiveness, because you have to admit fault. And that's a really difficult thing for people to do. And then also to give forgiveness is really hard to do too. And so I think that that's something that's a very interesting dynamic as part of just living it out. The forgiveness part is not just a biblical thing that we have to instill in our kids, but it's just part of our life that we want to model for them. And that's a reflection of God's heart for us, is to, you know, bring us back into relationship. And what happens when we take offense or we're not unforgiving, that builds walls. And really what we're trying to do is bring us back into relationship, whether it's bring us back into relationship within families, within workplaces, or within, you know, with God. And that's really what forgiveness does, is it helps us to come back into relationship. And I think just modeling that, it's hard, but it's so good that you're doing that and you're trying to instill that with our kids.
And I think it kind of also points to there's different categories of the discipleship process. Like there's the speaking truth and making sure that somebody understands truth, but then there's the relational, that the emotional, there's the professional, like, you know, there's just different levels of speaking into people and helping them grow. Because, you know, as parents, we're trying to get our kids to become healthy adults, right? So there's a lot of different aspects to it. And as a Christian, I want my foundation to be biblical, but it's not every single thing has a Bible verse attached to it. I mean, you could go that route, but it's really about just biblical principles. So it's like they might not even realize they're learning about the Bible, but I'm teaching them a way that, oh, that's what the Bible teaches. And so I don't feel like I have to bring it to like a Christianese thing and every time.
Everything is spiritual.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't want it to be that way where then they're either ostracized because of it or they just rebel because it's just over the top. But really that's the foundation. So that's an important part for me.
I think I have the benefit of kind of receiving or being able to be a part of your kids' life, speaking about the kids, your kids' life after the fact that you guys do that. Mm-hmm. And I think a huge thing that I notice is through you guys communicating, whether that you are just earthly parents or, you know, trying not to make everything Christianese or whatever, I think the important thing to kind of speak from the kids' point of view is it helps them understand more the why. Right, for like discipleship, like if you're just trying to tell them everything, like you got to do this because this Bible versus this, they may get it on a level of like A equals B,
right?
But the why and owning and having that relationship with God isn't going to be there because it gets lost in the like, this is an order or a command or you have to do this. And so I think it's cool that you all as parents are recognizing different ways to, I mean, you guys are doing your best too, but to help your kids have that space for them that they have to take it up themselves too, right? Mm-hmm. I think part of discipleship is not just the discipler, but whoever's being discipled. There has to be a certain want or desire mm-hmm. or willingness to even receive, or else it's just like any other relationship. If it's only one way, it's not really going to work. And right. So I know in all of your kids and a lot of the kids at Catalyst, I've been fortunate to be able to teach and spend time with, that a lot of them are very open and willing to listen and talk. And I think that just goes to show the parenting that's being done at Catalyst, which has been a huge encouragement to me.
So sorry, I was like deep in thought. Like I feel like I'm listening to the podcast. Like you forget when I'm listening to the podcast, I'm like so like involved in every word you're saying. And Brett, I was like, oh wait, is it my turn?
Brett is pretty deep and profound.
No, so
I
got to
start talking with an accent. So it changes it up every time. People don't know what they're listening to.
I was like, oh my God, I'm recording. I'm not listening. I mean, I have a perfectly imperfect story. Can I tell a story? Because sure. It just happened and it was messy. And I mean, it's just life and it has to do with the kid.
The names may be changed to protect identities.
I give you permission to say Brett. Use Brett as an example.
Use Brett.
I mean, I think that's one thing I really appreciate when you come on, Trish, is that you're always open and vulnerable to share.
She keeps
like,
it real.
Yeah. It's not like you're just trying to put up a show or anything, but you're just real with what God is doing. And I think that helps people too, because then they can see the depths of what God is doing and not just feeling like everything's always perfect all the time, right? So I really appreciate your openness to share. So yes, we would like to hear your story.
I wasn't even planning on sharing a story, but I mean, I'm almost at a fault sometimes with my openness. But this just happened because report cards just came out. And my biggest struggle with Christian for the past 5 years are his grades.
It may or may not be Christian. Yeah.
We'll just say his name is Christian. And, you know, it was just not clear communication and all this stuff, right? So we established it's a senior year. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, do you want to graduate or not? And this is the kid that, like, the last minute pulls his grade up where it's like a passing grade. And you're just like, why do you stress me out? So it's senior year and the report card comes out. And even in my opinion on looking at like the parent portals for grades, like it changed. It showed grades and then the report card came out and it was kind of different. And we were like, hey, you know, and I won't say the letter grades, but, you know, there's expectations. Every week I get a report for both boys. And if you get a D or lower in a grade, mm-hmm. In a class, X, Y, and Z is taken away. Mm-hmm. And then we'll shoot for the next Friday. And if you bring it up, you know, you can do whatever you want. So the report cards came out and there was just not clear communication on if you get this letter grade, what happens. So in his mind, report cards come out. The next day you have an A in that class because it gets wiped away. Oh. So there wasn't clear communication. And this is the first time it's recorded out there. Me and Christian have gotten into blows. I'm not physically. Well, I think one time I did hit him and it's on record. I recorded it. It's out there. So no, not on video through Engage to Flourish. I've talked about that time. So this time was new. We had a big verbal blowout and we did not talk to each other for a couple of days and it was awkward and we had never done that.
I remember those days.
It's not fun. Like I did not look, you know, your home is like the place where you can take that deep breath and you enjoy going home. And, you know, that's just my take on it. I love going home. I love being home. And I was like, oh, he's coming home soon. Like, it's just like the dread. And I didn't like that. But I also have the personality of like, fool, you need me. I don't need you. Like, you start to get in that mentality. Like, you can't live on your own right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, joking and not joking, like, you know, it's just like you want to play this game. Like I started going down that road, earthly parent alert. And it was like just it's sad when I think back to it. I mean, this just happened. So I finally broke down like maybe 2 days later and I texted him and I went off through text, like capital letters, like all like you was in every time I typed the word you, it was capital Y, capital O, capital U, you know, because, you know, at the same time I am the parent and it's hard when your kid's 18 and you're like, you're learning this parent son relate mom son relationship, but yet you're an adult. Mm-hmm. It's just bizarre. So I'm just fresh into this. And so, you know, I'm not saying going off on him through text was correct. I'm not. But, you know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is when Jesus, whoever brings out the adulteress, mm-hmm. a woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jesus is just quietly riding in the dirt mm-hmm. and they all want to stone her. And Jesus is like, you know, whoever is without sin, right? But then he looks at the woman and he was like, turn and sin no more. Mm. So I take that in my raising my children. I'm not going to tell you like, I love you no matter what. No, I'm going to tell you that's the discipline in parenting, right? Turn and sin no more. So I'm not saying what I did was correct, but I had to put him in his place because I was like, look, son, you're giving me the silent treatment in my home. You know what I mean? Like, and I went off and he immediately was like, I totally see that it was my fault. And it was just like, sure. He was probably like, okay, I've lived 18 years with a psychotic woman. So I just know what to say. And he was like, I completely, you know, I apologize. And then he went on in the next text and he quoted me and he goes, this is confusing. Mm. And then I was like, oh yeah. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. then it just, everything started clicking. Like the dots were connecting and I'm like, there's so much confusion. Mm-hmm. There's confusion in what's happening here. Mm-hmm. And so, and then text is dangerous because mm-hmm. you can't read. And I stopped doing capitalizing and all this stuff. And I was just like trying to explain to him and it kind of started getting like argumentative again. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's 18. you know, he hasn't learned everything yet. And he was like, I can see that you're still wanting to fight. And I was like, I thought we were going in this direction and you just went this direction. And I was like, boy, bye. And that means I'm mad, right? Because I say it to them, like, boy, bye. And I left it at that. And he didn't text me back. He gets home. And the main thing is because he loves to surf every weekend. And so he was like, oh, sorry, I have my work with me today. if you hear a little kid in the background. So he gets home and he's talking about going surfing the next day. And then Mark's home now. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? It's like, it's a horrible feeling, right? And you're just like, explosions happen. Because in his mind, he has an A now. And so he doesn't understand. And he gets up and storms off in his room. And I was like, boy, get back here now. And then he comes back. And then we're sitting there. And I'm like, wait, I don't have any words for him. Like, I don't know. What am I doing? And we're just all sitting there staring at each other. And this is the part where it's so easy to sweep it under the rug and just go, he's punished.
Right.
And then I said, you know what? Go. So he gets up and leaves. And then me and Mark are like, I was like, there's so much confusion right now. And I was getting mad and upset. And because then, so dumb, I went from boy bye to that's my baby. that I was like, he's confused. Like, what are we doing? You know, it's just one of those moments. And he was like, Christian, come out. So he goes, go in the sunroom because you can shut all the doors in there. And we go in there and I was like scared. Like I felt like a child, like with my dad. And I was like, what is going to happen right now? Because we don't have these often. Right. And we just all laid it out. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What, like, let's air out our confusions. And he was, you know, he was really upset. And then Mark just asked the simple question. Okay, so what you're saying is I didn't make myself clear. And Christian said, because at this point it was no to surfing the next day. Yeah. And then Christian goes, yes. And Mark looked at him and said, fair. Then you can surf the next tomorrow. Mm-hmm. End of discussion. Mm-hmm. And then he leaves. And then me and Mark are just in the sunroom. And I'm just like, and he goes, and you know, Mark was like, that was not easy. Because he had to, and like he was, as a parent, you know you're in the right sometimes. And he had to ask that difficult question, even though we felt like we were in the right, I wasn't making myself clear. And Christian was like, no. And so he let it go. And he was like you said, like the whole parenting tuning out or whatever. Mm-hmm. We just pray at that moment when he becomes a dad that he can remember that moment because that's just what this is all for, to make your child better and to realize that we all make mistakes. But Mark was like, oh my gosh, that was so hard to do for him personally as a dad. And then we never talked about it again. And it was just like this weird, not like we didn't plan it. Right. It was like, and we didn't like talk about it and this is what we're going to do or whatever. It was just that raw moment of the good, the bad, and the ugly as a family.
It shows that like discipleship can be messy, right? Oh. I mean, it's especially the more intimate relationship it is and the more vested interest you have in it, it can be extremely messy because then it becomes personal. It becomes, you're worried about their future. You're worried about that. And it's like, that's a tough place to be. And it reminds me of, I listened to a podcast yesterday sent by somebody we probably all know.
I don't know, but who sends podcasts out?
But it's in prep for a different one. We're going to, a different topic in a couple of weeks. But this one, it was Francis Chan, and he was talking about truth and speaking hard truths to people. And that's part of discipleship sometimes. Like, or he in this podcast, he was talking about telling one of his best friends, who was planning to divorce his wife, that he didn't have biblical grounds to do it. And he had to tell him it, knowing that he wasn't going to accept it and agree with it, but yet he felt like, I have to tell him truth, and I have to speak truth into him. So that one aspect was interesting. But then later he talks about his own kids. So then he brings it to his own kids. And he said, we're modeling for them and trying to get them in the right direction. But it's up to God, too. And so it's not like we can force our kids to have a genuine faith, right? We're pointing them towards it, but it's up to them. And then he kept emphasizing it's the grace of God. So I wanted to bring that up just because sometimes listening and thinking and wrestling with discipleship, it can be like a weight or a burden. Like,
yeah,
kids is one level, but even when you're discipling somebody else and it's not going well or you feel like it's not fruitful, it's like it's the grace of God. He's got to like get those things in so the other person has to receive it as well. And I just remember like Francis was saying that one of their kids was kind of going off onto the wrong path. And, you know, it's like it wasn't us that got him back. In this, except for the sense that they just prayed. They're like, God, bring her back, bring her back. So they just got into it with prayer, and he said it's by the grace of God that she came back. It's not something we did except that we went to God. So I just wanted to bring that up to see what you guys thought about like that aspect of like taking that burden when you're discipling.
Yeah, I think that's where it's really easy for the enemy to come in as an accuser and saying, oh, you're not doing enough, you're not doing enough, and kind of tying it back to Trish's first story about, you know, coming onto the podcast. It's so easy for us to hear sermons about, you know, doing spiritual disciplines or discipling others or things like that, and for the enemy to speak into that and say, you're not doing enough, you're not doing enough. But sometimes we just need to listen to that still small voice that's saying, no, you're not, you're just not recognizing the things that you are doing, right? And the grace of God that's come upon you that is allowing you to do these different things, right? And so in that moment where Trish is talking to Todd and the Lord speaks to her and says, no, you are discipling people. You're discipling your family. And it's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. That wasn't even on, because some of the things are not, you know, it's the unintentional ways that we're doing it also. And we're not noticing those. So I think that's part of it, is for us to raise our awareness. And that's one thing I like about Brandon's, when he speaks, he brings in those videos of, are you paying attention videos, right? And a lot of times there's so many things that are going on in the video and we don't recognize the one thing that gets pointed out. And it's like, oh, I didn't even notice that. And I think that plays a lot about with our faith too. There's a lot of stuff that's going on that we're just not noticing. And so what I think the Lord wants us to do is just raise our awareness, whether it's raising our awareness of his grace or raising our awareness of the ways that we might be impacting others that we're not trying to do it on purpose. You know, kind of like the story that Brandon shared yesterday in his sermon about, you know, his friend that he was discipling, and the things that he remembers were not the things that they did intentionally, but it was just some of the questions that Brandon was asking him and how that made him wrestle with different truths or different emotions or different things that he had never wrestled with before, and how those are the things that really have helped him in his faith journey the most. It wasn't the Bible studies that they did, not to say that they weren't good, but the things that impacted him the most were not the things that were the intentional, but it was the unintentional stuff.
I think the key in that, though, is he was doing it out of who God created him to be, right? So he was just, it was natural. So he didn't even realize it. I think sometimes we have that too, like we're discipling just by being ourselves. And if we're doing it in alignment with God, like just who we are, it's going to come out and people are going to see certain things like, oh, what the way they do that or the way they operate or behave. It's like we don't even recognize it because we're just being who God created us to be.
I was in that same fellowship that Brandon discipled someone, and I discipled someone as well. And I didn't have that same moment that Brandon got, but going through it, Kyle, you're kind of talking about like the burden that sometimes we feel as discipling others. It can be easy to, with good intent, want to teach them this, or your hopes for them become so great that they all of a sudden know all of this, or they can learn this, or that you can do all this. And there's a fine line between, like, I think maybe not intentionally becoming someone's idol, but like inserting yourself to where it's like, I'm going to change them, I'm going to teach them. You might be the vessel that God uses, but it's not you, right? And so I think in my experience in discipling someone formally at when I was in school in our fellowship, I had to continue to remind myself that I don't I'm not actually going to know exactly what's reaching and what's not and what has an impact. I might not even see the fruit of anything, but that's not what I'm doing it for. And so I have to be okay with, after every meeting, if I'm just like, I don't really know how that went, or right. I'm not sure, you know, but trusting that, okay, the person that I am, how I treat this person, my time that I take, whatever it is, the things that I plan, the things we talk about, like that, I trust that God has goodness in it. And if he takes away nothing, like, that's okay. It's just setting the example for that person and kind of walking with that person and not be trying to be the answer or this great teacher for that person, but understanding that, well, God is the teacher. And so all I really want to do is kind of point that person to God.
Yeah.
And if it's through me, then awesome. And if not, like, yeah, just having that same trust and faith in God.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point of discipleship that we need to remember. It's like they're not supposed to worship us or mm-hmm. be dependent on us into that level. Like, where if we get taken out of the equation and they don't know what to do, then we haven't discipled them well, right? Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to get them to point back to God. And I think that, Damon, that's something we've talked about. And even in the last episode, we brought it up a little bit, but I think that's one thing that we have to remember. It's not about us. It is, I mean, we're the vessel, but it's really, if we're taken out of the equation for whatever reason, they can't reach us. They need to be able to have that connection with the Lord.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we are really trying to do as we move forward with, you know, we are making some changes to some of our ministries this year. We're trying to do some new things, but it's really trying to create it them in a way that we're really pointing people to Jesus and not to the ministries or to the people. Because, you know, like we shared in the last episode, I would listen to the Hillsongs podcast, and it was about the fall of Hillsong Church. And what really happened was so many people were following the leaders or following the church or excited about being a part of the it group, that when people fell in the church because they made mistakes, a lot of people's faith was impacted and they fell away because they were so idolizing, or their faith was so dependent upon those leaders or for the church, that when that was taken away, their faith was taken away too. And so we don't want, to me, really, that's a warning for us, is really, we want to continue to point people to Jesus and not point people to our ministries or point mm-hmm. people to ourselves. We want to point people to Jesus so that they can own their own faith, and it's not just they're piggybacking off of our faith. And so we really want to be able to point them to the right person, which is Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, so the podcast is not about me. Trish, if you want my spot, you can have it. It's not about me.
Seriously, I was just joking.
But that's one reason that we like having you on, Trish, is because we know that we can mess around. It'll be and we're going to have a lot of fun on the episode. So, Trish, you have any closing words that you'd like to say before we sign off? And
I am not trying to be on any pedestal. I just wanted to throw that out there one more time.
Well, we just want to thank everyone for listening to this episode, and we're just excited to be able to help point people to Jesus, because we really believe that Jesus is the one that's going to lead us to a flourishing life and life to the full and life to overabundance. And so if there's nothing else that you're taking out of this episode other than we want people to be pointed to Jesus, and really that's what discipleship is all about, mm-hmm. is following Jesus. I mean, that's the main thing. And so there's all kinds of different ways that we can do that in our own lives, and we can help other people, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally. But really, it's all about Jesus. And that's what discipleship is all about. It's about following our rabbi. So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. We hope that you enjoyed this episode and encourage you to subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify so that you don't miss any new content. You can also check out our sister podcast, Catalyst Stories, available on multiple platforms as well. We would also love for you to check out our church. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach.